It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In the book of John, chapter 14, I'll read verses 1 through 3. Jesus is talking to his 11 apostles, and he told them, "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Listen to what it says. "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And I'd like to add this. If it were not true, he would have told us. And then we read in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 12, Jesus says, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Notice in that verse, he said, "I come quickly." He didn't say, "I'm coming soon." So just how near is the coming of our Lord? This is a question asked by many honest heart Christians. But in order to understand this question, we must understand what is meant by the second coming of Christ. The Bible declares, "Unto you that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." He's coming a second time. The first time he came as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. But when he comes again, that will not be the case. First John tells us in chapter 3 and verse 2, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we do know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." In that verse of scripture, the word "appear" means show up or to be made visible. In this particular passage, it means show up. We know that when he shows up, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4 tells us, "When the chief shepherd shall appear," or show up, "we shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away." In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul said, "I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom." He's going to judge the quick and the dead when he shows up. And then we find in 1 Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior Jesus Christ." Let me read it like this. "Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious showing up of the great God, our Savior Jesus Christ." We must understand that when he shows up the second time, he's coming for his people. He will come in midair, and his people who are in Christ shall be caught up to meet him. And then the next time he comes, he shall come with his saints to the earth to establish his kingdom. One reason so many people are confused about the coming of the Lord, they don't understand this difference. While the saints of God are caught up with Christ, a period called the tribulation or the seventh week of Daniel will take place on the earth. At the end of this period of judgment, Christ will come with his saints to overcome the Antichrist, to fight the battle of Armageddon, and to establish his millennial kingdom right here on this earth. We don't know when that's going to happen. There are those who would attempt to set the exact date of Christ's return, but it is in God's plan that we should be kept in uncertainty on this point. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.